John, for the last 4 years, our state's been talking about drought. How hazardous can flooding be at this time of year with those kinds of circumstances?
Well, as winter approaches, that is the season when we have our big river floods. And we want people to think about and be aware that we can have those large river floods about every 10 or 15 years. I've looked through the historical records, and I've counted about 15 pretty large floods in about the last 160 years. And the 1997 was one of those very large floods. We haven't had a flood as large since. They don't necessarily come in a regular interval. Just because they average about 10 or 15 years, it might be 20 years between a large flood, or it might be five.
John, paint the picture for us. What exactly did we see during this 1997 flood?
It affected all three of our local watersheds, the Carson River, Walker River, and the Truckee River. In northern Nevada, it inundated about 68,000 acres. For example, in Reno Sparks, the river through downtown Reno went over its banks and flooded quite a bit of the casino core. The casinos that were close to the river had as much as 5 feet of water in their first floors. And the water also inundated the Reno Tahoe Airport. We have photos of jet airliners sitting in water where the water is right up to the engines, about 4 feet deep. In the Carson River, if you're familiar with the Carson Valley, Reno, Minden, and Gardnerville area, the whole valley looked like a lake. It was the lake about 2 miles, 2 to 3 miles wide in places. Long sections of Highway 395 were actually destroyed, and it took months before that road could reopen.
So have we seen Reno increase safety measures and preparations for these floods?
I would say there's been improvement. About a year and a half ago, a group put together a simulation called Arc Storm, where people from the different emergency management agencies got together, maybe as many as 100 people at a time, and practiced on a scenario where we maybe had two large flood periods in a row, which could knock out transportation. It could disrupt our ability to get gasoline at our gas stations. It could disrupt the ability of the water agencies to deliver water to private residences. And so it's a major disaster. And I would say that our different agencies are working to be prepared for the next one. However, we're still likely to get another big flood like the 1997 flood. It's only a matter of when, it's not if.
John, while I have you here, I want to ask you one more question. Is there a chance that we'll see good snow this year?
Oh, well, we all want to know if we're going to have snow, and I'm a cross-country skier. I want to know that too. I think that there's a chance that we'll have better snow this year than last year. You couldn't have less snow than last year. I personally think that we're going to have a lot more snow than last winter. But the Weather Service is even saying that the chances of having another dry winter is slightly less because we're in El Nino now. Some of our storms could be rain, but I think we're going to have enough snow for some good skiing this winter.
I think a lot of people are going to be happy to hear that, John. Thank you very much for your time.
I enjoyed it very much.
That was John Coburn, Water Resource Specialist with the University of Nevada Cooperative Extension. I'm Marcus Laverne, Reno Public Radio News.